Selamat Hari Raya. Maaf Zahir dan Batin. This is Notepad. I am Ibrahim Sani. This is of course a festive season that is being celebrated under extreme conditions. Yet again, we are under MCO, at least those of us in Klang Valley and of course some parts in Malaysia like Johor Bahru. But joining me for this very festive mode and mood is Jeffrey Gunn, the Managing Director of Retail and Distribution of Malaysia at Sime W Motors Malaysia. Shamsul Amri, CEO of Domino's Pizza Malaysia. How are you, gentlemen?
Very good. Thank you.
I just wanna highlight that this was not coordinated. The three of us wearing black baju Melayu. This is a happy coincidence, so to speak. But how has your raya been, gentlemen?
For me, the raya is going to be somewhat the same as what we see last year, right? Can't go anywhere. So that's going to be at home with the family. I guess for me, as it was planning for some activities with the kids, with the wife, and see what we can do.
Yeah. Jeffrey, how about you?
I think the raya, unfortunately, this year I'm not able to visit my Muslim friends. Yeah, so I'll see them through the video calls.
I know, that's the thing, right? So, I mean, disclaimer out there, we wanted to do this episode face-to-face in the studio, maybe bring some kuih muih, you know, and disturb everybody's morning raya, but it seems like this is the best that we can do right now. And it's essential that we do it this way because cases are rising, 3,000 daily cases, 4,000 daily cases, and that's not fun. And there's a lot of Malaysians and Muslims around the world that is celebrating this raya in a very somber note. And because of that, we want to be mindful of how those less fortunate than us that are celebrating their raya. But in order for us to appreciate this day a little bit better, we try to spread the festive cheer around and make sure that all of us are a little bit more familiar with how the world revolves around us. We know that the economy is problematic for this year. But let's talk a little bit of talk shop lah while we celebrate Raya. Maybe, Jeffrey, we can start with some of the consumer trends that you've seen, at least with Sime W Motors. How do you think consumers reacting towards the pandemic and the newly announced MCO, Jeffrey?
Well, the auto industry definitely had a good run so far this year. Yeah, and I think you can see from the amount of new cars being sold. What impresses me is that if we look at how our society has evolved from MCO 1 to MCO 2 and now to MCO 3, I think Malaysians are a very positive bunch of people. They are able to adapt pretty quick and they look at the bright side, very much the bright side. And you can see that they look at things that inspire them, and purchasing a vehicle is one of them. And we saw, and we are very fortunate that until this moment, with the support from the government, especially with the Penjana program, it has been pretty vibrant for the auto industry. And I can see, just to share that Sime W, we just launched our largest automotive complex in Southeast Asia, and that cost us about 570 million. And since the launch a year ago, we have been seeing consistent, good, positive trend of customers getting into the showroom. And I think this will continue to be vibrant in the next months forward.
Mazur, how about you, Shamsul? How's the food and beverage business?
Well, if you look at nowadays, the customer, since the pandemic hit us, right? So it's where I can very much summarize what we do. Stay home, do everything online, and get anything delivered. So at the end, we really get a good tailwind for our delivery business, and really hit for the in terms of the carry-out business. So for me, this really has been, for us, the in terms of the online volume, in terms of delivery volume, has really surged to double. So we know as the consumers now, as we're doing this was a time, right? It's a time for them to spend with family, for like what you call it, having a home meal at home, going to the bazaar and all that. So it just was a time, typically for us, it's a bit slow. The first 10 days is going to be like really demand is big. Then the middle of it, then you start to pick up, then in the last 10 days to the whole 9 weeks, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a surge of volume. So this is great.
Do you think that things have changed? We'll start with you, Shamsul. How things are being done this year versus last year? Do you think it's going to be tougher next year? You know, what are trends moving forward?
Well, I think if you look at last year, the MCO 1.0, I think everyone was kind of trying to figure out how to respond and how to deal with the situation. So if you look at in terms of this, a lot of restaurants were closed because at the end, no one was like, they don't have the capability to do delivery, don't have the capability for online ordering. And we need to figure out how to do this safely. And those are the things for us. I think Domino's Pizza is like really much, we are in a better position. We are the delivery experts, so it is our domain. So at the end, I say we are our system, our process. Ordering, I think it's easy for us to adjust, to really cater, to change certain functions so that we can cater for the online ordering, to adjust, to make it contactless delivery, to make it with cashless payments and all. So we were able to adapt quickly, and that's why I say for us, I think we are fortunate to be in this situation.
Jeff, how about you? Businesses changing landscape last year, this year?
Well, one thing for sure, we saw more and more people adopting the digital world, where conventionally, to buy a car, you come into the showroom, or to service the car, you come into the showroom. But we are beginning to see trend that there are more researches being done through the net or through internet. There are more inquiries coming through the web. And for us here in Sun Valley Motors, we have taken that as an opportunity. We have invested a lot of man hours, a lot of money to set up interesting platforms for customers to view the car, to visit us. Matter of fact, some of the initiative that we have taken is to bring the workshop over to the customer. For example, our BMW brand has this application called iService. So you can actually book a servicing online, and you can track where the van is moving, similar to Grab, knowing where and when it will arrive at your place. And you can even service the car at your home or at your office. So you don't need to come to the showroom or the workshop.
I think those are key factors. I want to ask more about the businesses, but we'll go for a short break. When we come back, we'll deep dive into how COVID-19 has been impacting the automotive industry as well as the F&B industries. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. Selamat Hari Raya to everyone out there. Joining me are my friends, Jeffrey Gan of Sam Darby, as well as Shamsul Amri of Domino's. Perhaps a brand that I interact very so often. Might not be so healthy, but well, it's important for us to talk about that as well moving forward. Let's start with Jeff. Jeff, COVID-19 has impacted a lot of businesses. Most of the time in a negative way, but some other businesses, this is a perfect time to hop on onto the digital revolution. How has COVID-19 impacted your business?
Well, COVID-19 definitely has not been easy to many of us, and especially with MCO1, with the full lockdown, there was no transaction being made available. But nevertheless, I think things has evolved and things has changed. The government came in with very strong stimulus packages, and we took that opportunity. And it's a full chain. It helps everybody from retail to distribution to the to the vendors as well. But it's not an easy game. We got to do a lot of marketing out there. We got to go out to reach out to the customer instead of waiting for them, because everybody is also a little bit more careful nowadays of the viruses that's moving around. So a lot of initiative has to be taken. And we are also very fortunate. The many brands that we have, just for your info, under Sun Valley Motors in Malaysia, we carry the BMW, Mini, Motorrad, Ford, Hyundai, Jaguar Land Rover, Porsche, Volvo. and also a used car department. Yeah, and we are very fortunate at this time, there were a lot of model launches, a lot of new model that has been introduced to the market, and that helped to increase the sentiment of purchase from the customer. And this is not only what we saw in Malaysia. We saw the same trend happening in the rest of the country that Sainsbury is operating into. Car purchases are increasing on a month-to-month basis. So we are very fortunate to be part of the industry that still excels during a challenging time.
Right, Shamsul, we all know F&B is a very sensitive industry when it comes to the pandemic. A lot of people are increasing their consumption on buying food out there. And I think Domino's is no different. My question to you, I don't know how much you can share, but my question to you is, how have sales been doing this year versus last year versus a normal year? I don't know, 2018. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, nothing. But first, I think we're very much grateful to be in the position that we are in, that we are classified under essential service, so we're able to operate during the pandemic, right? So it goes. So it's something that we don't take for granted, and it's a privilege that we really are serious about that, because you know the key concerns about the customers out there is about safety, about how safe can it be for us to operate, I mean, for us to be. So really the priority is about making it safe for our team, making it safe for our customers. So we're going to protect that. So the key things for us in the business is, as I mentioned before, we had a strong tailwind in our delivery, the surge in delivery, everybody stay home and have the food delivered. So naturally then the growth is, you can see that clearly, it has not been from what we see. And so on that part, as I was saying, the delivery, where you can see people are doing online ordering and all that, and I see the capability that we have to really take advantage of it. And for us, being the leader in the 30-minute delivery has really, as they put their trust with our customers. So the customers responded very, very well. So for us, really how to make that experience, I said, how to make it safe for our customers. As far as we interact with our hygiene protocol, our food safety protocol, we heightened that process, really as it increased the procedure, to really, as I look at all the contact surfaces, the human contact, so we make sure that our food gets sanitized and so on. So in terms of delivery, for us, just to share that, it is that we're doing our own delivery. It's an end-to-end service. If you could see other people that having some other outsourced delivery, for us, we're having our own teams doing the delivery. So from the start to the end, it's really done by our own team. So it's easier for us to control. So in terms of health, we are doing the health check to make sure everybody is healthy, everybody's giving the declaration, and then make sure all the temperatures are being checked. And then of the product itself, as all our products are fully sealed. The only application has our sticker. This product is sealed, so there's a woman in temper with. So we can guarantee that at the end is safe for our customers. Then, okay, we introduced Pandu Unveil. I think it is a game changer for the carryout business. It's because at the end it's about super convenient, it's faster, and it's very much. It's different from what we all know about drive-through, right? So when here, for Pandu Army, the customer places an order online, and then they, when they can track that order, then the order is ready, they just can go to the store, drive by, and just press the button, I am here, and then someone will take the order out and pass them to the car. So those new concept that we can see other people also have copy, but they copy only on the physical part, but they copy on the digital. So for us, it's really is we think that this is going to be a game changer in the carrier business, and it's one example of things that we've done during this period to really, as it help our customers to go through this quickly and get the safety to them.
Guys, the spirit of giving is essential, both in the month of Ramadan and now entering Shawwal. There's a lot of ideas where we have to give back to the society. Either not through monetary, not even through monetary means. I mean, if you have money, please go ahead, donate, yes, and give charity. But it's also important for us to exercise initiative, try to help out as much as we can physically, and perhaps you know, mobilize movements via our own networks, you know, that kind of thing. When it comes to CSR initiatives, from the aspect of Saim Dhabi or Domino's or all the other corporates out there, maybe you can share with us some of the CSR efforts that you guys are doing. Maybe Jeff, you can start first.
Well, a very, very interesting point, right? You know, prior to MCO, before the MCO days, we used to engage a lot with the orphan homes, yeah, and we will normally bring them for buka puasa, or we will get them to the showroom during the raya time and have activities showing them the showroom, showing them the cars, bringing them to the workshop. But unfortunately, during the MCO period, all this has been disengaged. And why we do those activities? Because we want activities that have experiential moments for the children, to give them aspiration and to give them motivation. Yeah. So with this MCO that's happening, we are now looking at different means or different ways of how do we engage with them. And you are right, it's not just about the monetary contribution, but how do we give them certain aspiration to achieve? Yeah. So we as a group now is still considering, we might not be able to meet the Ramadan period, but during the Raya period, we are definitely planning something. Matter of fact, it could be something that Shamsul, you and me might be able to come up with a program, possibly.
Why not? With us as well. That's the most important thing. Yeah, Shamsul, what about you guys?
That's correct. As Jeff was saying, actually, it's...
So, let me tell you now, I mean, Shamsul, one of your CSR activities have been helping out those that are in need, and we know that because some of the items that you guys are doing, you don't even publicize, but we kind of know it. I think that's the best way of CSR and Sadaqah, but yes, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. That was, I was sharing with about what Jeff was saying. It is a challenge now to really to have, I think the celebration, the way how you engage in this charity home, that's not the same before, right? So that's why the Domino's actually have come out with a program. So we introduced this last year. It's a program, Casa and Pizza, where you can place an order with us, and we'd be more than happy to deliver to those charity homes of your choice, is anywhere that you want. And that's for them to for buka puasa, and then you can engage them virtually. So that's what we've done, actually. So we reach out to few places, orphanage, and old folks. So we send the pizzas for them for buka puasa, and then we engage them through virtual, talk to them, and say hi for them to enjoy the buka puasa. It's a different type of engagement, but at the end, I think what we want to say is just that we want to bring this awareness of this program. Yeah, we should not stop really provide with all this food to the needy during this this time or even any time of the future now. So for me, it's about bringing this awareness to all. So look, the government is able to help out for everyone who wants to give the food to the needy. I say provide the service and send to those charity homes, and really at the great value. We have our everyday values. I said out there for people to take advantage of as well. Right now, I know people are concerned as well about the value of how much that money. So we have the value that people can take advantage of. Pizzas right now, all that we have per pack is only about ₱7 per person. You know, we have personal visa for $5. If you compare what happened outside now, I said there's a meal of chicken rice is more than $10. So it is for me, it's something that we want to bring that awareness to the people. That's the value that we provide in terms of all the daily ordering, or even to do this charity work to donate food. So yeah, Jeff, I think we very much can work something towards
that. Yeah, that'd be great.
Vaccinations are key. I think, you know, during January, we had the MCO, and then March, things calmed down a bit. April, people are slowly moving back to the office. And before you know it, May, we're back in the MCO. This will not end and never ends until everybody's vaccinated, or at least 80% of the adult population is vaccinated. What are your views when it comes to the vaccination process, the speed of it, the people taking it up, or people hesitant towards it? Shamsul, maybe, and then before we move to Jeff.
Yeah, sure. For me, I think everyone that I meet, there's a question I say, have you registered? So it's really, to really talk about that a lot, actually. In fact, for all my friends and the people in my family, I say, if you don't get it rejected, I say, I will not be around you because I say, I don't feel safe. So I think it's really important for us that really as it have registered and wait for the deposit and so on. In fact, what I said for this the AC vaccination, I think I was I missed the boat a bit because it is so quick. It's all fully taken up. So some of them have gotten it yesterday. So I think to me is really is something that everyone must really as a register and we got to use
Jeff?
Well, very similar to what Shamsa has mentioned, Fine Dhabi has been a very strong advocate, not only on the vaccination, but also on the SOP related to COVID. Yeah, and this message is driven all the way from the top, all the way from our Fine Dhabi Berhad's CEO. Yeah, and that we got to take care of ourselves, our customers, and most importantly, our own family members. Yeah. And vaccination is definitely one of the key topics that is being widely been created, not created, but being pushed today. We have been putting a lot of awareness to the team to get themselves vaccinated.
All right, Jeff, what would be some of your raya messages for the people around Malaysia and perhaps even those that are watching this across the globe?
I would say, a good message would be, despite it being a tough time, keep the Malaysian spirit up. Time will be challenging, but with unity, with strength among each other, we will break through this tough time.
Shamsul?
As I said, we got to be responsible, be safe, take care of each other, and have the celebrate and be happy.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And sorry to have stolen you from your family during this festive period, but I really appreciate your time speaking with us. That was Shamsul Amri, the CEO of Domino's Pizza, as well as Jeffrey Gunn joining us. He's the MD of Retail and Distribution of Fine Dhabi Motors Malaysia. I really want to wish you guys a Selamat Hari Raya, a safe Hari Raya. And for those that are thinking about kidnapping their parents from outside the state, hang on to your thoughts, relax, wait until the authorities have given the approval for trans-state travel. But for now, just think about vaccinations first before trying to reunite yourselves with your family members across the country. It's important for us to sign up. And those that might want to opt out of the AstraZeneca vaccine, that's fine. But continue to sign up with MySejahtera so that you are in the running for the mainstream immunization program to receive either the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine or the Sinovac. Either ways, it's important for us to be constantly mindful that the vaccine raging out there requires us to be exercising a lot more vigilance to stay healthy and stop the spread. Until then, Selamat Hari Raya, Aidilfitri, maaf zahir dan batin, until we meet again.